Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No doubt about it, it's Monday morning, it's the 14th of November. Whoops, wait a minute, almost halfway through the month of November. Who's counting though, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 days have elapsed so far in the 11th month of 2022, and here we are still reckoning with all the things that there are to be reckoned with, and I reckon we'll be reckoning with the things that have to be reckoned with for quite a long time here, Jay. Jay Bird is here. Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen with the conversation that matters. I remember when Tom Likas, who was a well-known, he did a little bit of national radio, mostly as an L.A.-based host, always used to say when he went on the air, this is the talk that really matters about the events of the day, the people of the day involved in these events, the issues, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we dig around in, and I always think that starting off on the right foot, I don't mean the right foot, the right foot, I mean the right foot instead of the wrong foot, or maybe the left foot with you. You ever think about that? What, when you walk, Jay, do you take a step first on your left side or your right side? It tells a lot about your personality, whether you know it or not. Whether you start, or you walk first, your first step is a left foot or a right foot? What do you think? Do you know? Ever thought about it? It's good for everybody to think about it. Where'd Jay go?
Can you hear me?
I think we have to reconnoiter here. Yeah, all right. I can hear you. I can hear you now. Yes.
I was saying, I've never really thought about it and walking, but I did have that thought about it when I first started snowboarding and trying to figure out which foot, if I rode right ways or goofy, which is the opposite foot forward, where somebody actually stands behind you and pushes you, and whichever foot you lead with to catch yourself, that's the foot that you tend to go with first.
Really? That's an interesting way of analyzing it. And I think most people don't think about it. It really isn't. It's one of those things you just don't think about. But I'm asking you now because I would like you all to think about it just for the heck of it. Why not? Right?
I typically go right foot first. What does that say about the personality?
It depends on what you, I don't know, actually, what it says about your personality individually. It's sort of a general thing, and sometimes, of course, with the political world being the way it is, everybody says, oh, if I start with my right foot, I must be right of center. And I'm not sure that that's, it's something about what's in your brain. And I knew more about it a long time ago when somebody asked me this. And so I have to start thinking about it again. I just thought about the question now as I was thinking about, you know, how we start off our day, how we start off walking, how we start off when we talk, what's the first thing we say in the morning, that sort of thing, right? So Veterans Day was last Friday. We spent a lot of time last week talking about veterans, appropriately enough. I was at an event this weekend in New York that was aimed at helping charities. The folks at Range Rover have the new Defender out, and if you are a person that likes four-wheel drive vehicles, this is probably the top of the line in terms of what's available. And so Range Rover gave away five of these things to various charities, and one of them went to a charity that was aimed at helping veterans with PTSD, dogs, and that sort of stuff. And so I see this. There were two of those events this weekend. Here's a 50-year volunteer for disabled American veterans who was gifted a new van so that he could continue his labor of love. He's a former U.S. Marine. His name is Len Johnson. He goes to a lot of other veterans' homes in the Philadelphia area, supporting them any way he can. So the people at the True Car website decided they would honor him. At the age of 18, he went to Vietnam. Lance Corporal received multiple shrapnel wounds at that time. Firefight, lost the use of his left foot. Despite that, after he got out, He started serving local veterans, dropping off toys for children at the local Catholic workers' orphanage. So there's a video around, Jay, that shows the moment he was surprised by this retrofitted Chevy Traverse from True Car. They have an annual Driven to Drive initiative designed to honor the sacrifices made by people who are in the service and their families. A lot of people have mobility needs, as we all know.
Yeah, a lot of doctor's appointments or various things that they need to get to, and they can't drive themselves, or they don't have people in their nearby area to help. And there's so many people who volunteer with this, and a lot of times they are veterans who do that.
Yep.
And just the fact that he was using his own car, and they gifted him this amazing new ride that he can help not only other veterans, but any children in his community.
The people like this who actually served and paid with a piece of their body, if you will, or a piece of their mind, because a lot of times these men and women who are in service, they go to the theater of war, and it may not be that they have a physical ailment, but they have a mental, emotional thing. That's what PTSD is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more of it.
The wounds of war aren't always physical.
Yes. Yep. So there's something good for us to... there's something there to wrap yourself around. And I thought this thing that Range Rover did was also very cool. Five different organizations got new Range Rovers to use in their service. There was a outfit in Ontario. There was one down in Louisiana. It was kind of neat to see all the people and the benefits that come from giving, people recognizing what you're doing to help. That's what we're all here to do, after all. Help. We're all here to help. So, here's a sad note. I don't know if this is bad news. I guess it is bad news, but it's sad as well. Mm. You've heard me talking over the last couple of months about my friend Jim Bohannon and what he was going through. Well, he struggles no more. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 78. Here's a guy who worked on a lot of great radio stations, and then he filled in for Larry King. It was just kind of one of those things. He was in the right place at the right time, and then he became the permanent host when Larry King went on to CNN. So the Jim Bohannon program stopped a couple of weeks ago. I think I told you about the conversation I had with him the day after, the Saturday morning after. You could tell by talking to him, his big, distinctive voice was no more. He had a great sense of humor, too. I mean, we used to go to events. we had that sort of the old-time radio bond, if you will. And there certainly are many of us that are left. He had a very distinguished career. He's in the National Broadcasting Hall of Fame, National Association of Broadcasters, Missouri Broadcasters, Radio Hall of Fame. He was the announcer for that event every year. He was a cool guy. His wife, Annabelle, he was very devoted to her. She said, quote, "I have no doubt he's looking for a microphone and a headset to begin broadcasting where he is. He'll just be working for a different network." That's very true. All right, so here's sort of a wrap around the passing of Jim Bohannon and his career as well.
Broadcasting legend Jim Bohannon, one of America's greatest radio veterans. Jim Bohannon has been an influential, one-of-a-kind broadcasting icon for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon.
Bohannon began his broadcasting career in 1960 at his hometown station KLWT, making an impression there before enlisting for service in the United States Army. He eventually became the primary guest host on The Larry King Show, eventually stepping into King's time slot and becoming an immediate national rating success. Known for being a self-described militant moderate, his town hall style programming covered politics and pop culture for more than 30 years on the Westwood One network program, The Jim Bohannon Show. He captivated millions of listeners until his retirement in 2022.
That's The Jim Bohannon Show, and we encourage you to join us right here.
Throughout his legendary career, Bohannon was an inductee into the National Radio Hall of Fame, NAB's Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and a recipient of Talkers Magazine Lifetime Achievement Award. We remember veteran, journalist, and broadcasting icon Jim Bohannon.
Yep, Jimmy. But he never really called Jimmy. One of the things that I resent about some of the trades, I'm going to say this because it annoys me. I'm looking at one of the stories that referred to him as a right-of-center radio host. He was not a right-of-center radio host. That people get that idea when they think about Mark Levin or Sean or, you know,
and
those.
I don't think thought with any kind of news talk radio.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, some people, I remember when my daughter used to say, when she was talking to her friends about what, you know, parents do, what do they do for a living, and she'd say my father was a radio host, and he did a talk show. Oh, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? No. And neither was Bohannon. Bohannon was not right of, he was in the middle. He was good. I think that's one of the reasons he and I get along so well. You know, when talking about business anyway. So anyway, the passing of Jim Bohannon, one of the, I'm getting, Philly, you can tell by my voice, I get emotional and I think about relationships. As you get older, the relationships are more and more important because there are fewer and fewer of them, especially in this business where people seem to lose their starch. They lose their, you know, sometimes they don't get to do what Jim has done. And I guess what I will do is you go until you can't go. And so he was, and working for a network like that's very unusual because oftentimes they have no respect for age or what you've done. It's all about dollars and cents. And, you know, they push out.
Yeah.
And there are a number of examples of that have occurred, I think, of late. Scott Shannon in New York is one of them. I think. Anyway, so
focus on the next generation listenership, so they go for the next generation of broadcasters. And
yeah, but
Shannon was incredible.
Yep, he was an incredible broadcaster, incredible human being, very giving. He was very happy with his wife Annabelle, and so that. But she's a trooper, and she'll should be okay. But it's not just about being okay. It's about being good or great or, you know, making it through the day. Okay, so I'll take a deep breath. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Bon, Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hansen. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Monday is upon us. Doug and Jay here together at this moment in each hour. We focus on the trending stories from social media, our connections on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc. Is there another way? There another social media? Should we be on Donald Trump's social media?
Should we be somewhere else? I'd really like to see you on TikTok.
Would you?
Bucks
like they
move.
Do.
Yeah, do yeah. Things like that, getting down on the farm.
So what does it take? It has to be a lot of video stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a video platform.
It's not a connection. It's not like you're engaging people in thinking. Or
you can, yeah. Well, you can. There's a lot of information and great, like, medical people, child rearing
really?
Stuff. That's what I watch. There's cooking things. Like, you can actually learn stuff on there.
Okay.
I'm not saying everybody's learning, but...
Yeah, no, I get it. I see them from time to time. At any rate, that's... Okay, so we'll sort of faff around in there and see what we can find. Anyway, good day. You can find us social media-wise, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Henry Winkler has a lot to say, and we're going to find out about one specific thing in his career that he's been talking about lately right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffens Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special. All right, so let's dig into the life and times of Henry Winkler, shall we? First known as the one of the stars of Happy Days, Arthur Fonzarelli.
Still quoted today by many, many people.
Oh, yeah. Very interesting that a Jewish guy got the role of an Italian guy under the circumstances. Yeah, he's anyway,
hey,
he wasn't
in the 80s.
Yeah, right. He wasn't getting many offers for other roles that were impactful. And then when he was working on Happy Days, he was offered the lead role in Grease. Aha.
Yeah, but and it's easy to imagine him playing Danny Zuko, white
yep.
shirt, jeans, black leather jacket, kind
Absolutely.
Of like this hard exterior, but sweet, lovable guy.
Well, he's had a great career, as has the star of Grease, John Travolta. So it's, listen, one of those things, but he apparently has been thinking about it a lot. He says, I go home, I have a Diet Coke. John Travolta, who has done the movie, goes home and buys a plane. Well, listen, he bought a couple of planes, actually.
He called himself a fool for turning down that role. And the whole thing was he didn't want to be typecast.
Mm-mm. No, well, I think you can think about, look at all the people who have been typecast and how well they did in their careers. I guess John Wayne would be one of those people. You go back a little bit, or Errol Flynn, or people around today. You know, there are a lot of people who just play the same sorts of roles. So The Rock, you know, they're just, it's what you do. And so you'd be happy about having that ID and take it to the bank, as it were. No, it's good to hear from him. Anyway, now, 28 after, this is the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime. And here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden across the table from China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia on Monday.
And the world expects, I believe, China and the United States to play key roles in addressing global challenges from climate changes to food insecurity and for us to be able to work together.
The Chinese leader responds via a translator.
So we should take history as a mirror and let it guide the future. Currently, the China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it.
Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto wins in Nevada over the weekend. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About 34 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for this Monday, the 14th of November. I'm here with Jay as we go up and down and sideways to find out what's going on and try to make some sense of some of the things. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, a fairy tale rescue in the Good News Department, saving an experienced diver from drowning when a number of mermaids suddenly showed up.
Doesn't this sound like a fairy tale?
Off Catalina Island, yeah. It does, in fact, right? This is one of the most beautiful places off the coast. But remember the old song? Well, I don't know if you remember the old song or not. 26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is awaiting for me. That's the song about the island that so many people enjoy. I've only been there once, actually, across the Catalina. Anyway, Pablo Avila lost consciousness while scuba diving with his son and a friend. And it coincided with the second day of a mermaid training course that was being held. A 33-year-old mermaid performer and a diver from Miami who was leading this diving course out in open water jumped into action when they heard all the calls for help.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie Jimenez and two of her students, all donning their mermaid fins, use their training and their tails to take control of the situation. This is
incredible. And one of the students who helped is actually works as a firefighter, certified diver. They're all certified divers.
Yeah.
One works as a firefighter, immediately started doing mouth to mouth while he was unconscious.
He was foaming at the mouth. Yeah. Yep. So, and this is their heavy gear that they, this is, these women are strong. Because they've got the gear, and they were working with this guy, had underwater weights on him as well.
Yeah, they were able to get his gear and all those weights off of him so that they could get him out. But they saved his life.
Yeah. The ladies all said, I think we were meant for these roles, and that moment proved we were exactly where we needed to be. Yep, that's for sure. They also coached a second diver to use breathing techniques to calm him down. When he was panicking, you know how that gets. You're panicking, you're in distress, you can't get a breath.
Yeah.
So, this is
a... He's been through this trauma, you don't exactly know what's happening when you lose consciousness. He was foaming at the mouth when the mermaids got to him. It was bad.
Speaking of bad, the reviews for the opening monologue on SNL this past weekend by Dave Chappelle got, well, I don't know, I would say they're mixed reviews, depending on your point of view, I guess, if you're sensitive to a lot of things, as we all seem to be, or we're being pointed in that direction. So the Anti-Defamation League fired a shot at him, claiming that his approach and his attitude and his words popularize anti-Semitism. So I didn't see it. I've seen a little bit. I've read a little about what was said, and I don't know. I think that we have become very thin-skinned, frankly. So this guy who runs the National Anti-Defamation League was tweeting all over the place over the weekend. Certainly, Chappelle is controversial. There's no question about that. He's been accused of insensitivity in the past. Some trans people threatened to sue him. Jews haven't liked what he said. Blacks haven't liked what he said. He had an interesting take on Kanye West, as a matter of fact.
Apparently he threw a lot of punches Kanye West's way.
Right. Well, isn't that, he's a comedian. And are comedians not supposed to, they do sensitive stuff like this. Look at all the stuff over the years. Saturday Night Live has done all kinds of raw stuff, frankly.
And different people.
Yeah, right.
And I think it's one of those things that if you are in the group that is the butt of the joke, I think it's your choice whether or not you want to be offended.
Uh-huh.
For me, the thin skin comes from the middle school mentality of, well, I'm offended for the very fact that you're offended. Like, well, I'm going to be mad at you because you're mad at me.
Yeah.
Why do we get to say what people are allowed to be offended if they are in that group?
They can be offended. I just think that everybody is being offended. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder about something, it would seem. And so this is just an example of that. I think that's kind of where I am.
Oh, apparently some writers boycotted working on this episode because of they were just very against Chappelle.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bet they were Jewish. And so that, you know, that's it. In a nutshell, it's kind of it. I think there are. Listen, we all can be offended by something, and you can express your offense. The thing that's troublesome isn't being offended, but canceling, trying to cancel out the cancel culture. What is it? They call it the woke routine. That's where it gets dangerous because people need to be able to say what they think and then suffer the consequences. If Chappelle, next time he appears somewhere and a group of Jews who are outside want to protest his comments or blacks or whoever it is that he's got in his sights, then that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But the inference here is that he should be silenced because of what he's saying. That's what you get reading between the lines. At least that's what I get from this guy from the Anti-Defamation League.
You don't get education without communication.
No, that's very good. Write that down, will you? You don't get education without communication. Love that. Speaking of communication and people who have gotten canceled, Alex Jones. Yep. Still at it. Over the weekend, he was ordered to pay an additional $473 million to other families in Sandy Hook. If you're not familiar with this. He is a talk radio host. I'm not sure how long he's longed for the world of talk radio, because most of the stations have canceled him. Anyway, he pushed a lot of false conspiracy theories, always did, on his program. But this one really got him into trouble. Back to 10 years ago, when the school, Sandy Hook, the elementary school, got shot up. There was a massacre of, oh, was that 17, I think, youngsters, 20?
He stated that this whole situation was staged by crisis actors who were posing as the grieving parents so right. that they could strengthen gun control laws.
Hmm.
So this latest one that he has to pay is because of punitive damages.
Yep. Well, he doesn't have them. I'm sure he's declared bankruptcy by now, but that doesn't, it still puts him out of business. Should he be put out of business? Should we have the same approach to what he says as what I just said about what Dave Chappelle says? Does Alex Jones have a right to say what he did say and what he continues to say? Of course he does. But then the consequences.
The conversation of defamation?
Say again, Jay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that.
More so with Alex Jones, bring up the conversation of defamation where he was going at the parents where Dave Chappelle is...
Just a general, he was making general comments.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So there was a 45-page ruling from the judge. She writes, quote, the record establishes that the defendants repeated the conduct and attacks on the plaintiffs for nearly a decade, including during the trial. Wanton, malicious, and heinous conduct that caused harm to the plaintiffs. This depravity and cruel, persistent course of conduct by the defendant establishes the highest degree of reprehensibility and blameworthiness. So anyway, the lawyer for the Sandy Hook families says, our hope is that this serves to reinforce the message. Those who profit from lies targeting innocent people face justice. Now, you can imagine that the lawyers for Jones will appeal, spend more money doing that sort of thing. The verdict was a tragedy. The lawyer said, to paraphrase Karl Marx, the latest ruling is a farce. So they're not giving up. They're continuing with the same thing that, you know, has cost them. I don't really know. One of the networks that carries this program used to carry his program and was involved in it. I'm not really sure whether he's still on the air or not, frankly. I think maybe he does a podcast or whatever it is, because he'll find an audience, and that's okay, but this is, again, an example of how if you say something in the spirit of anger or in the spirit of spite or whatever his spirit was, the idea that you're not going to be held accountable, I think we all need to be held accountable for what we say. And so in this circumstance, I don't find any reason for that kind of programming to be on the air, but that's just me. My choice is not to listen to him. My choice is to ignore him, and that always has been my choice. You know, it's interesting comparing and contrasting the passing, the life and times of Jim Bohannon, about whom we were speaking in the last half hour. You'll hear that if you listen to the Good Day Show and you're just joining us now. You can hear it on our replay, because the whole show goes all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. Anyway, the idea that there are two people making their living the same way, how much more different could they be under the circumstances? And I think that's one of the good things about actually having this vox populi, having the ability to exchange ideas. And they do them all kinds of different ways, whether it's Dave Chappelle talking about what was on his mind. And then there's the comedian Gallagher, who pretty much was best known for smashing watermelons. not exactly, you know, something that's going to get people stirred up. Passed away over the weekend. He was 76. He died after a short battle with some illness, Palm Springs, California. His name was Leo Gallagher. Became a household name about 40 years ago with a comedy special entitled An Uncensored Evening. He was the first comedy person to stand up on cable television. His most famous bit involved a handmade sledgehammer he called the Sledge-O-Matic, which he used to smash food on stage. How silly. But yet, it's funny. Physical comedy is funny. Yeah. Right. Anyway. Here's interesting, because the guy had a chemical engineering degree before he moved to Los Angeles, and then he became a comedian. He started a comedy store on the Sunset Strip, and then went on from that. He was on Johnny Carson's program early on, and then he went, you know, onto the usual circuit at that time. Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, you know, all those characters. And so he's passed away at the age of 76, which hits home a little bit, just a little. All right, 46 past the hour. Here's another one. The we'll save this for our the passing of Keith Levine. I think we'll save that for one of our segments from the social media and trending things regarding people that we all know. Speaking of people that we all know, Nancy Pelosi says she's not going to leave Congress. She's going to keep her leadership role. Well, maybe not. She's 82, so maybe she stays as a member of the House. But at this point, she's, you know, she's taxing herself. Maybe she just needs to. I'm no fan, but, you know, we all have our things, and she wants to keep going. I understand that. I want to keep myself going as well. But does she need to be as exposed as she is? I guess that's
the question. I'm sure there's some fear with what just happened with her husband and everything.
Yeah, of course there is. Right. And with that in mind, with all of the focus on Trump and DeSantis and stuff, I have a prediction which I'll lay on you during the course of the week, this week, as to who actually will be the next president of the United States. You'll hear that here, 48 past the hour, but not now.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Find a plan that's right for you at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. text the word money to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text money to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned on purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Farm Food and Family Time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My family on the air is Jay Kirshner. My family includes about 3,900,000
mm-hmm.
folks.
Friends and family.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, so...
Uncle Dougie.
Uncle Dougie, yeah. Yep. Okay, so... Yet another recall. Okay. Menu 19, which is an outfit that's located in Modesto, California, recalling tons of frozen beef. Actually, they're beef dumpling products produced without the benefit of federal inspection. I don't know that that's a big deal. I think just if, in fact, they're recalling them because they weren't inspected, I'm not so sure I'd lose a lot of sleep about it. As if there's something that has happened because of it. The reason I'm sort of snarky about this is because any encounter I've had with the Department of Ag's Food Safety and Inspection, I remember as a kid working at a processing center, and the food inspector, the USDA inspector who was there, used to be, maybe in the old days, some people remember, they used to stamp the beef. Where they, mm-hmm. they used to have actually a, like the stamp that you would use if you were stamping a letter or something. An ink stamp, ink pad, and they'd stamp the USDA approved. And the guy's sitting there reading a newspaper, and when the thing comes along, there would be a big side of beef or something like that. Uh-huh. He was reading the newspaper, and just put the stamp on. He would never look at it.
It seems like something out of a sitcom.
Yeah, right, exactly. But that's how it went. At any rate, the problem was discovered during a routine surveillance overview at some retail stores when it was determined that this dumpling product didn't have the USDA mark of inspection. So That could be that the inspector was out to lunch. Who knows where he was? But all of these places...
An establishment that was not inspected by the USDA. So not only was the food not inspected, the establishment itself wasn't even inspected.
Well, are these new? Are these people just get off the boat? Or what is... They've been in business for at least a couple of 3 years, haven't they? Seems to me I've seen info.
This is a big California brand. Yeah, so you'll find these in a lot of California grocery stores.
Yep. Okay. Now, in terms of recalls, we have a recall, but that doesn't really, it's not food oriented, but it certainly is family oriented. And so we'll pass that along to you right after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, the outfit that's charged with protecting the public from unreasonable risk of injury or death associated with the use of thousands of different consumer products, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, has suggested that there's a problem with some single to double strollers because of a fall hazard. This is Mockingbird. I don't know that brand. Do you, Jay?
It's one of the premium stroller brands.
Is it? Yeah.
And, this one, it could cause serious injury or death associated with it. And
so maybe you just stay away from that brand until the coast is clear.
The stroller.
If you will. Yeah, right.
A lot of these issues come with the convertible things. Like this is the single to double. And
Yeah, right. All right, here's a farmer in Palestine who has unearthed, he was planting olive trees, a perfectly preserved, exquisite mosaic from back in the Byzantine era. This is really pretty amazing. But you dig around over there, and you're able to find almost anything. Root. So they dug around in the soil, and they found something hard down there. And then the archaeologist came in, and the farmer says, "Look down there." And this mosaic from the Roman Empire was down there. Wow, Izawi. That's pretty cool. Actually, you find a lot of things in the Middle East like that. So take a trip if you want to see that stuff to the Middle East. I'm going to in December. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.